19강 학생활동, 학교생활, 기출예제 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Okay, class, we're done with today's lesson, but before you go, I'd like to tell you about the art exam next week. For the exam, I'll show you 20 pieces of artwork you've previously studied in this course. You'll be required to identify and write the artist and title of each work. You'll have 1 minute for each artwork, and it'll be shown only once. To study for the exam, review the list of artwork on the handout I gave you last week. The exam will start at 11:30 a.m. next Thursday. Please keep in mind this information about the exam as you prepare.
1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. Henderson. I'd like to sign up for the bird watching camp.
I'm sorry, Tony, but all the spots are already filled. I can put you on the waiting list, though.
Thank you. How long will I have to wait?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, have you finished writing the article for the school newspaper?
Yes, Kate, but I think it needs some proofreading. Can you help me?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure if I can be of any help.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is David Nelson from the Rochester Road Safety Center. Do you know what you're supposed to do when you get into a car accident or have unexpected problems while driving? Our center has an excellent program that provides essential road safety skills for young people. Our program will help you make better informed decisions in all driver and passenger situations. We use powerful stories, exciting interactive experiences, and information from experienced road safety experts. This program is 4 hours long and is intended for students near and of driving age. Book a spot today for this exciting free road safety education program. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sean, is everything all right? You look kind of down.
Hi, April. Mr. Howard embarrassed me in class again by asking me a difficult question.
Do you think he meant to embarrass you?
No, but I don't understand why he keeps asking questions that none of us seem to know the answers to.
Maybe it's his teaching strategy.
What do you mean?
Asking students difficult questions helps promote the students' thinking skills by giving them an opportunity to find the answers on their own.
Well, come to think of it, when he asks questions, I do end up thinking more to find the correct answer.
That's what teachers aim at when asking questions, especially for questions that are hard to answer.
So, do you believe it helps us improve our critical thinking skills?
Definitely. That's why he doesn't just tell you the answers.
I see.
5번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 남자가 예전에 살던 집을 고르시오.
How does it feel to be back in the neighborhood you grew up in, honey?
It feels good. It reminds me of the good old days.
So, which of those five houses is the one you used to live in?
Try to guess.
Okay. Is it that one with two trees in the back?
No, but we did have a tree.
Then it's definitely one of those three. Was your tree in front of the house or in the back?
In the back.
Oh, then it's not that one. Did you have two windows?
No, we didn't. Now you know which one it is, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's that one.
Yeah, you got it, honey.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Clark, how's setting up for the homecoming party going?
It's going pretty well, Sharon.
Good. How many people do you expect to attend?
A total of 90 responded they would be there.
Great. Have you ordered the food and drinks yet?
Susan will take care of that, along with the flowers for the attendees.
Then what else do we need to prepare?
The cake and the banners. I'll order the cake next week. There's still plenty of time.
I see. Then I'll order the banners.
Thank you. Oh, have you hired a band for the dance like I asked you to do?
It took me a while to find one, but yes.
Great. Thanks for helping me out.
My pleasure.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 학교 댄스 경연 대회에 가지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Alan, where are you headed?
I'm going home. And you?
I'm going to the gym to watch the school dance competition. Why aren't you going?
I can't. I want to, though.
Why can't you? Do you need to study for the math quiz next week?
No, I promised my mom I'd do a few things for her in return for getting me my new phone.
Oh, you got a new phone? What happened to your old phone?
I dropped it in the river while I was fishing with my family last weekend.
Oh, no. So you have to pay her back by helping her out?
Right. I cleaned the bathroom yesterday, and today I have to help my brother with his homework.
Sorry to hear that. Well, at least you have a new phone.
For sure.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Jack, can you help me order the school festival costumes for our history club members?
Okay. Have you found an online store that sells costumes?
Yes. Look, these two costumes would be perfect for our club. This caveman one and this Viking one.
For sure. How much are they?
The caveman is $20 and the Viking is $30. Which one do you like more?
Well, how about getting the caveman costume for half of the members and the Viking one for the other half?
That's a great idea. I think all 10 members of our club will stand out at the festival.
Absolutely.
Then I'll place an order for 10 costumes. Half the caveman costume and half the Viking costume.
Perfect. How are you going to pay?
I'll use my debit card.
9번. 대화를 듣고 기숙사에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Wilson, can I ask you something?
Sure, Robert. What is it?
Is it true that a school dormitory is going to be built? I heard a rumor about that.
Yes, that's true.
That's great. How many students will it accommodate?
According to the plan, it'll hold approximately 120 students.
I really hope I can live in the dormitory. Do you know how I can apply for a room?
Yes, you can apply online.
I see. Do you know when students will be able to move in?
The plan is on February 26th next year, but we'll have to see how it goes.
Can students select their roommates?
No, they'll be assigned randomly.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson.
You're welcome.
(10번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택할 호텔을 고르시오.
Samuel, would you take a look at this?
What is it, Maggie?
It's a list of hotels with conference rooms. I need to choose one for the teacher's workshop next month. Can you help me out?
Sure. How many teachers do you expect to attend?
40, which means we'll need a conference room that can seat at least that many people.
Okay, then not this one. Is there a budget you have to stick to?
Yes, I can't spend more than $200 for the conference room.
Well, then you're left with these three. Wait, if you choose this one, you'll need to pay for breakfast separately.
You're right. So let's go with one that includes breakfast.
Okay, then that leaves these two. I think it'd be better to choose the closer one.
Me too. Then I'll go with that one.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Victor. Did you see Brandon on the way in?
Hi, Charlotte. No, I didn't. Why did he stop by?
He said he needed our help. You know his drama club is performing a play this Friday night?
Yeah, he's directing it.
Right. He said he needed our help to film and take photos of the play.
Brandon mentioned something about that to me. He said there aren't as many drama club members as last year.
Exactly.
I can help. So he wants one of us to record the video and the other to take photos?
Yes. You pick whichever you want to, and I'll do the other.
Okay, then I'll record the video. I have some experience doing that.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 클레어가 타일러에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Claire is a high school home economics teacher who's in charge of managing the school cooking lab. Tyler, one of her students, is very interested in cooking. He is participating in the regional cooking contest on behalf of the school. So, Claire gave him permission to use the cooking lab after school yesterday. This morning, Claire finds that Tyler left the cooking lab dirty. She calls Tyler into her office to talk about this. Claire wants to tell Tyler to clean up the areas he uses when he's finished cooking. In this situation, what would Claire most likely say to Tyler?